From the News Center, a news focus.
The just-completed flu season was one of the mildest on record in Pennsylvania. Deputy Health Secretary Ray Barashansky said there were 3,664 laboratory-confirmed flu cases in Pennsylvania, and there were 21 flu-related deaths.
As of May 22nd, there have been 3,664 laboratory-confirmed flu cases and 21 flu-associated deaths statewide. This represents a 95% decrease from the cumulative count of cases during the same week of the 2019-2020 flu season.
Barashansky said this flu season was similar to the 2015-2016 flu season.
The 2020-2021 season, with the co-circulation of COVID-19, was comparable to the 2015-2016 season when the H1N1 flu virus predominated.
Last flu season, there were nearly 131,000 confirmed flu cases in Pennsylvania, which was higher than normal. One reason for this year's low flu activity?
The low flu activity, in part, is a testament to effective COVID-19 mitigation efforts that also prevent the flu.
Barashansky said there were cases all across the Commonwealth.
Influenza A and B were identified by laboratory testing in all 67 counties. But county numbers remained low, with more than one-third of all counties in the state reporting less than 10 cases of influenza.
But for this season, which overlapped with the pandemic, just 45 flu-related hospitalizations were reported in Pennsylvania. With a WPGM News Focus, I'm Matthew James.